getting to grips with the structures. In Conversation 2, Part 1, you heard Lars ask the hotel receptionist if they had a room. To ask a yes or no question in Swedish, you don't have to use do, as you would in English, do you have a room? You simply say, have you a room?
Har ni ett rum?
Try to say, do you have a krona? Have you a krona?
Har ni en krona?
Points about pronunciation. Do you remember about the long sounds in Swedish? Let's practice on two words for this conversation. Listen to the word and repeat it in the pause. The word for thousand with a long Swedish U sound.
Tusen.
Now try a long consonant sound, a long S, in the word for cost.
Kostar.
Somewhat simplified, the rule is that if the vowel in a stressed syllable is followed by only one consonant, the vowel sound is long, as in
tusen.
And if the vowel is followed by two consonants, the first consonant is long, as in
kostar.
Another point of pronunciation is how you pronounce R plus S. For example, in the word for person or the name Lars.
Person. Lars.
The R and S come together as one single sound. Listen to the sound first and then the Swedish word and then repeat it in the pause.
Sh, sh, person. Sh, sh, Lars.